The next coach on our teleconference today is Michigan State Associate Head Coach Amaka Ogunwu. The Spartans entered this year's tournament as the number 6 seed and will face the winner of the Wisconsin-Rutgers game in the second round on Thursday at approximately 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with an opening statement, then we'll take some questions from the media.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me. I'm just sitting in for Coach Merchant and look forward to answering any of your questions here.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Mike Carman with Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
What have you learned during your on-the-job training to be a head coach this season?
That's kind of a loaded question. I learned a lot. I think each game, got a little bit more comfortable. But, you know, just learning how to, manage people, manage the team, manage, just like our legs and just things that you don't always think about as an assistant coach. But also just being able to articulate the game plan in a way that everybody understands just from being the lead, because I was used to being the complimentary voice and not so much the lead voice. But I think, you know, the kids respected me. Coach gave me a lot of leeway while she was here to be involved in practice planning and game planning and all of that. So it wasn't that big of a transition. I just think just getting everybody on the same page and getting used to a new voice was a little bit of a task.
Has it made you more hungry to be a head coach?
Yes, it's always been something I wanted to do. And I'm appreciative and feel blessed that I've had the opportunity to get my feet wet before I actually do it. But very unfortunate circumstances. But I think that this experience has helped me grow and definitely got me prepared for the next step in my career.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Colton Woods with the State News.
Hi, Coach. Obviously, coming off the loss, overtime loss the other day, what's the mindset in the room or in the locker room coming into Thursday's matchup?
Well, we were obviously very disappointed. I think we have, a young team, and kids need to mature and know, what's at stake, and that we're playing for, March, and just the, just a sense of urgency, I believe. But the thing is, you can't dwell on it too much. Now nothing's promised, and we got to go out and earn our keep and earn, the right to play another day. So I think the mindset in the locker room is we got to get over that loss. We got to learn from it, get better. We got to get more serious with our preparation and get ready to go make a run in the tournament.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Vera Jones with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach.
How are you?
Uh-oh. Oh, good. You can hear me. Great.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm great. Thank you. Obviously, I wanted to just kind of touch on how or what kind of preparation goes into the mindset of preparing your team, particularly after the turn of events to end the season. To number one, possibly have to go through 4 days to get to a championship. And if you get by that first seed, the possibility of having to bump up against Maryland.
Yeah, traditionally, this program we've been playing in March. So it's getting our veterans to really step up and, have to take some ownership over the team and some leadership and, get the young kids to understand that it's not going to be an easy task, but we got to be serious about practice. We got to be serious. Because, before the Nebraska game, I think some of our young kids weren't as focused as they needed to be. So we put it on our veterans to take ownership of the team, and we got to prepare. When you prepare for the tournament, you don't necessarily know who you're going to be playing. There's just a possibility you might be playing one team and the other one might upset them or whatever. So we got to get better at us, and we got to be better at the things that we do defensively, our principles, our fundamentals, and sharing the ball offensively, because that's when we've been successful this season.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Yes.
Our next question comes from the lines of Matthew Bain with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach. You got to see Iowa once this year over in Carver. Played them in probably the best
basketball game I've seen this year. I was just curious on your perspective if you think they're an NCAA tournament team. They'll be on the bubble again this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Iowa's a great team. They've always been a great team. They're a team that's really hard to play because they're so versatile, and they run that read and react, and you got to be able to guard, you know, versatile kids. And I think, you know, that lends itself to a big task when people play them. But also, you know, defensively, they mix it up a little bit and they get after people. So Iowa's always been a tough place to play on the road, but it's also been a tough team to play. So I wouldn't be surprised if they make it in the tournament and do well.
Thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Charles Hallman with Minnesota Spokesman.
Yes, thank you, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a make or break situation for your team in terms of having to get wins to impress, to make a sure impression on the NCAA people that you'll get a good bid?
Well, that's the way that we're approaching it. You know, we kind of made our path a little bit harder. You know, we didn't control our own destiny. We've been a very up and down team. And, you know, so we're approaching it that way. We have to do well in the tournament. We have to, you know, prove to the NCAA committee and prove to people, you know, what kind of team we are trying to be, what kind of team we've become. We have to do that with some consistency. I think our inconsistency has been, you know, kind of like our Achilles heel. You know, we'll be great, and then we'll, you know, the next game we could be a lot different. So I just think being consistent and just approaching this like, you know, we have to do well in the tournament in a Big Ten tournament in order to get into the NCAA, no matter what. You know, that may not be the case, but that's the way that we're approaching it.
And a follow-up is, how is Susie doing? And please give her our love and prayers.
I definitely will. And Susie's doing great. She's been back, you know, the last, I think it's four games now, maybe five. But she's doing well. She actually just had an appointment that she just could not miss and is on a plane right now. That's the only reason I'm stepping in for her. But she's doing well. She'll be there at the Big Ten tournament and coaching her team.
Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
And our final question comes from the line of Chrissy Winters-Scott with Big Ten Network.
Hello, Maka.
How are you?
I'm great. Just real quickly, Tori Jankowska has had an amazing season. How have you seen her evolve, not just X and O's or statistically, but how have you seen her evolve this season as a leader for your team and a leader in the Big Ten Conference?
Well, I mean, she's always been a shooter and a scorer, but the types of shots she's hitting now are insane, really. And she's been very clutch for us and kept us in numerous games this season. But I think where she's evolved the most is her leadership on and off the court and just being more vocal and also distributing the ball. She's always been someone that could pass the ball and get people involved. But now, especially because she draws so much attention, she's setting other people up, and we're getting more people in double figures, and that's helping us win some games down the stretch here. So we just need her to continue to be a facilitator, obviously be a scorer and a playmaker. But I think the leadership piece is where she's really stepping up right now in preparation for the Big Ten tournament.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.